Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has appealed to young persons to take all the necessary precautions to protect themselves and their older family members against COVID-19, including complying with the safety protocols and taking the vaccine.
The statistics also show that the bulk of the people who are getting COVID are people between 15 years of age and 45. But the most of the people who are dying are those over 65, 70 years old and above, 65 and above. So that, of course, younger getting, I'm talking about the vast majority. You look at the stats, you see that. It tells you that the younger folk are going about and taking it home. And a lot of the old people not moving about too much. The most things they're doing is going to church. You know, and those who are younger have to understand and take responsibility. I hear a lot of anti-vax foolishness or the same thing about choice and all the rest. When you take it home and you give your grandparents, they have a choice. You use your choice and you give them the COVID and they get very sick or sadly in some cases they die. I know sometimes some of the old persons are reluctant to take it, but I want you to listen to me. It is better, far better, to take it than not to take it. I'm talking the vaccine. You know, some people say because they have pressure or sugar, they shouldn't take it. But that's why you should take it. Let the nurse and the doctors advise you. You don't advise yourself.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. And in the region, school children in Barbados can now be as close as 3 feet apart when schools finally reopen for face-to-face classes on February 21st instead of the required 6-foot physical distance as stated in the COVID-19 protocols. In addition, both students and teachers will soon be subjected to random COVID-19 testing. These are among several measures which the Ministry of Education in Barbados will be implementing for schools and which are contained in a draft document entitled A Roadmap for the Safe Reopening of Schools in Barbados. And in Trinidad and Tobago, COVID-19 fatalities climbed again on Tuesday after relatively low numbers over the last 3 days. 6 people died on Saturday, 6 on Sunday, and 7 on Monday, the lowest numbers recorded in months. But on Tuesday, the Ministry of Health's 4 p.m. update showed that 19 people had died of complications linked to the virus. The COVID-19 virus has claimed more than 3,000 lives in Trinidad and Tobago to date. And in the international arena, the United Arab Emirates will gradually lift restrictions imposed to check the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic as the number of infections and hospitalizations has gone down, according to a report from the state news agency WAM. The United Arab Emirates has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suggested today that laws requiring people in England with COVID-19 to self-isolate will be lifted within weeks, bringing an end to all domestic coronavirus restrictions. Johnson told Parliament that this has provided the current encouraging trends in the data continue. He added that he plans to present his plan for living with the virus when Parliament returns from a short break on February 21st. The United Kingdom has seen a drop in both new infections and COVID-19 patients admitted to hospitals since early January. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.